From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group presses its offensive in northern Syria while losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the Islamic State stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in the city. Elsewhere in the region, U.S. Special Operations Forces and a coalition of Syrian, Kurdish, and Arab fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces are reported to be clearing an area north of Raqqa, the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Local reports said IS fighters were preparing to defend the city with booby-trapped buildings, a string of trenches, and berms. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families have fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State started about a week ago. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, located about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Rio Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus outbreak. On Saturday, the WHO released a statement saying that changing or canceling the Olympics would not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. Bruce Alward is the WHO's executive director of outbreaks and health emergencies.
Efforts to ban the movement or restrict the movement of 500,000 people to one area, which at that time will have a relatively low level of transmission of Zika, is not going to make a difference to the movement of this virus internationally.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said Friday that holding the games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads, and brain damage. Lightning strikes in Paris and southwestern Germany have sent nearly 50 people to the hospital, with nine seriously hurt. Police in Hauptstädten, Germany, said that three people were seriously injured at a football match, but 30 children and two adults were rushed to hospitals as a precaution. In Paris, 11 people, most of them children, were hurt by a similar lightning strike during a birthday party in a city park. The partygoers had taken shelter under a tree when the lightning bolt hit. A Spanish ship carrying 705 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean arrived in the Italian port of Taranto on Saturday. The Italian Navy said the majority of the migrants aboard the Reina Sofia were of Nigerian and Eritrean descent and were saved in search and rescue operations. Also, the Italian Navy ship Vega rescued 135 migrants from a sunken boat in the Mediterranean Friday evening. 45 bodies were recovered. Monday is Memorial Day in the United States, a day set aside to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, President Obama urged Americans to thank the country's veterans.
The debt we owe our fallen heroes is one we can never truly repay, but our responsibility to remember is something we can live up to every day of the year.
Memorial Day is also seen as the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. Thousands of motorcyclists are in Washington this week as part of the Rolling Thunder commemoration of those killed and those still missing in action. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.